You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
Joining us on the 5-Minute Talk Show hotline, who's going to be in Nyack, New York, one of the most beautiful parts of the country, by the way. Levity Live.
I hate East Nyack. Can't stand it.
West World Nyack play is it. A bomb.
Could care less. Just think that absolutely East Nyack should just sink into a pit of nuts. But West Nyack, I love it. That's one of my favorite places to play. So I'll be at Levity Live Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, it's exciting.
I don't even have to say anything. This is perfect. You know me from How to Train Your Dragon, How to Train Your Dragon 2, Deadpool, Family Guy. I could talk about your accomplishments all day.
I know, right, yeah. Well, I don't want you to really, yeah, you could talk about them all day and then suddenly would be cut short with the emoji movement. But, yeah, I mean, what's fun is that this is a new experience for me. Being able to tour as a stand-up comedian nationwide, internationally, because a lot of people will come and they'll say, oh, I saw you in this or that movie or this television show. And they'll say, you're actually pretty funny. And I'll say, well, you can just say you're funny. You don't need to modify it with you're actually pretty funny. But, yeah, I started as a stand-up. So I'm just loving doing stand-up comedy. And having people kind of realize, oh, Jesus, he must have started as this. And that's exactly right.
You're a funny guy, but you're a very polished stand-up comic at this point.
Yeah, I mean, look, any way that I can get people to come and see me is great. But you're right. You know, it's strange to have people kind of discover the stand-up through acting, which isn't something that I set out to do.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun. You know, people really like... a lot of the stuff that I've done, which is nice. And so, you know, for them to come and then discover the stand-up is great. But, yeah, it is strange for people, again, to kind of go, wow, I thought you were going to suck. And he ended up being awesome. And I'm kind of going, yeah, I know, man. I've been working on this for quite a while.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
yeah, but I thought you'd be like, you know, Jeremy Piven. But then I started to go, how was he? And they're like, oh, he was great. But, you know, you're like a real stand-up. And I'm like, yeah, I know, man. That was the idea. So it's pretty, it's definitely fun.
It is. It's great to hear that, though, because a lot of the comics are telling me, you know, they get upset. And I'm not going to name names, but I see guys who are movie actors come on stage. And, you know, Jeremy Piven's a great guy. He's a very nice guy. I've had him on a few times. But
yeah, get a film with it. He's fine. Yeah.
But it's different, TJ. When people go and see you, as I said, a polished comic as the sirens of New York City blare behind you. I love him. as a stand-up comic, though.
Yes, that's the book we want.
Do you mind if I do Chinese television while I'm on the phone? Let's do it. I'm in Times Square right now.
When you're watching.
Yeah, we're doing double interviews. Keep going. Yeah. Yeah.
Who are they? Are they talking to you right now?
Yeah, this is China Daily, right?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, come on, here. Come on. Which comedian? I'm from Deadpool 2, How to Train Your Dragon. I'm currently on the 5-Minute Talk Show here, speaking to them. But yeah, I'm a very famous movie star. I'm in Underwater coming out on Friday.
Don't forget the emoji movie. There you go.
All of it. Should we do it? Yeah? Let's do it. Get in here. Double interview.
Get in there.
Tell them about West Nyack, New York, and Levity Live.
Hey, absolutely. So, here, ready? Now?
Yeah, right okay. Now. Give it to them.
Huge mistake. My name's TJ Miller. You made a huge mistake. Yeah, the Chinese refused to interview me.
Did they know you were in Deadpool?
I know. I don't think so. But again, you know, that's almost that interaction with Chinese Daily was much like people not knowing that I do stand up. And then, but I'll show up in West Nyack at Levity Live. And
the phone number, TJ, is 845-353-5400. We've got to give that to people.
Yeah, we've got to give it because a lot of people are calling numbers
rather than going on the internet.
On the internet, right.
Right. Now, Jimmy O. Yang was on a couple weeks ago.
Oh, so funny. Yeah, he's. I got to tell you, Jimmy O. Yang, so funny.
Now, the two of you, Crazy Rich Asians, we're talking Deadpool 2. Transformers. When are we going to have a TJ Miller, Jimmy O. Yang buddy twin? I'm telling you,
okay,
it's bigger than Harold and Kumar.
Well, I don't know if you talked about this. So Jimmy O. Yang came up with this, which I think is really funny. And he said that there are some, I don't know, there are some like Chinese companies and they hire white people just to have them in the board meeting, right? So literally your job is to be white and be in the boardroom. And so we had a great idea for a comedy where he hires me to be a part of his company, and then we kind of get into it with the triad and all that stuff. So we're looking to do a movie together. I think that would be really fun. He is so funny.
You know? I love it. And the two of you together, I mean, Silicon Valley, the whole thing, the first season, second season, to me, your interactions with Jimmy O. Yang were unbelievable. Some of the best moments on the screen. And
I thought it was very
Laurel.
I think that was very Laurel and Hardy, and unfortunately, I was Hardy. So I was a big old boy with the tiny little Asian. A little different, but still very fun.
What was up with him always referring to the fat jokes? I didn't like that, TJ. I think you look happy.
Yeah, that's right. Jolly. So, it is always funny to see one gigantic guy and one little guy kind of arguing back and forth. So that was very funny. But I think, you know, they got a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit upset that I left the series. And so they did a whole storyline of him trying to pretend I was a dead pig or something like that. And I actually thought that was really funny.
It was hilarious.
I remember some guy goes, you know, like an intern or something was like, yeah, they kind of went at you. Sorry about that. And I was like, I thought it was hilarious. He was like, you did? And I go, yeah. And I realized, again, people don't realize that I don't take any of this seriously.
Right.
Like That's what's so great about being stand-up. Bill Burr says this too. I'm not, like, concerned with... It doesn't matter. If it's funny, it's funny. I'm not taking any of this seriously. And that's what you'll see in my show. I'm sort of focused on, like, hey, you know, let's have a good time tonight. Because I'm so happy that people are ripping their attention away from these screens that are just ruining our lives.
Let me tell you, you are doing such an amazing job with every. I mean, people are coming up to you in the middle of the street. You can't walk around. I this is all part
I
of the grand design.
By the way, 24/7, I am making people unhappy because that guy was like, "Take your picture." I was like, "I'm on the phone. I'm doing an interview." He's like, "Oh man, not even a picture. I don't even know who you are."
Next time someone says that, say, "All right, man. I'm sorry. Watch Transformers 4. You'll get over it."
Yeah, or just yell emoji movie in their face.
No, you get vaporized in Transformers 4. I hated that movie because of that, TJ. I mean,
recently I realized that they keep killing me off in these movies. Are they trying to tell me something? I don't know what's going on with that. But speaking of movies, Underwater, Friday, January 10th, coming out. Kristen Stewart and I did this film with Vincent Cassel, who's the best actor in all of France. And it's just going to be such a good film. I mean, I couldn't be more excited.
Well, I couldn't be more excited for the people of West Nyack, because East Nyack, as we said earlier, can just go to hell.
East Nyack, hot garbage. West Nyack, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous foliage. Just a beautiful sunset, you know, in the background of another sunset. East Nyack, just a man taking a dump in a pan and then slapping the face of your enemy. What West Nyack, oh, like a payphone never went away.
This is why we love you, TJ. Check them out, Levity Live, West Nyack, New York, 843-343-5400. I messed it up on purpose, because if you're still dialing to get tickets, you're in trouble.
Talk to a real person. That's a big part of my set. But thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. And I've never done a five-minute talk show for 6 minutes, so this is exciting.
This is great. TJ, I know you're busy. Thank you for the time. Anytime you need to talk about anything, you can always get us here. We love you.
This Friday, Levity Live, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the 5 Minute Talk Show. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5MinuteTalkShow.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches, but there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.